Welcome to Adventure Vegas Insider, your inside connection to all things Vegas.
Welcome back to Showkiller Studios, ladies and gentlemen. This time we are at the Sahara Las Vegas, a famed, an iconic location.
For sure.
That has changed its name just for a little bit.
Yeah.
But now it's back.
It's back.
Now it's back, dude. The cool thing about the Sahara is that a lot of these properties in Vegas, all right? So think about it. The Dunes, the Stardust, the Aladdin, more and more. Okay,
yes.
I could name
the
like
list.
There's like a dozen, right? Or
yep.
More than that. All that they do is they blow themselves up.
Exactly.
When a new property buys in, the going thing is that they implode themselves and then they build up a brand new property.
Correct.
And that's most of the properties that are on the strip right now are like that. Besides, let's say, remember Harrah's?
Harrah's.
Okay,
yep.
Harrah's is that old one. Remember
sure.
The Riverboat Casino, the Holiday?
Uh-huh.
And so then there's also the Sahara. And so a few years ago, the Sahara, went, I guess, bankrupt, whatever the name. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever happened, happened.
Whatever the case may be. So the SLS bought it out. The good thing about what the SLS did is that it totally renovated the entire property, except they kept the bones of the Sahara.
So which is so cool.
The original buildings
yes.
are still there, which is very special in Las Vegas because, again, they just blow them up most of the time.
Exactly.
So the original bones of the Sahara are still there. It was the SLS for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And then now, just most recently, it's back to the Sahara Las Vegas. I mean, look,
yep.
It intersects with Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Exactly.
There's a Sahara, I don't know, what's that, road?
Yeah,
Boulevard?
Avenue.
Sahara
I think.
Avenue.
Yeah.
All right. It intersects with Las Vegas Boulevard, and it's at the far north end of the strip.
It is.
And there's some cool stuff around there, man.
Oh, for sure.
There is. So I'll tell you a quick story. We'll start off with just my history and that property being very special for me.
Okay.
So,
I'm intrigued.
Obviously, you know, when it turned into the SLS, my mother, her initials are SLS.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. Susan Lee Spaulding.
No
right?
way.
Okay, yeah, that's my mama. So when my parents would come out here, we would go there and we would go to the gift shop. And obviously my mom wanted all this SLS gear because that's her, man. And she could go back to Florida and wear that stuff. And that's her initials, man.
Sure.
So that's so cool. Well, when my wife was pregnant, and she was really pregnant. This is
be your first daughter?
My first daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
Got
it. My firstborn daughter.
Okay.
So when my wife was pregnant with her, and she was like 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
I said to her, I said, hey, listen, I've got this event. We did an event down there.
Nice.
I said, after the event, come down. I'm going to get a hotel room, and we can have our last quote-unquote hurrah at the SLS, and then get everything ready to rock and roll for this baby.
Become parents.
Right. We got to become parents
yeah.
now.
That's so cool. I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. So fortunately enough, it was great because of the work perks that we get doing these events. A lot
sure.
of times we get these perks. And so we got a free stay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
No joke.
So we got a free night stay.
Okay.
It was awesome. And I'm like telling my wife, Jody, at the time, I'm like, come down. We'll have a great dinner. We'll have a good time. We'll play around. We'll eat great food.
Sure.
Obviously, she's not drinking. She's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, of course.
We end up going because if you walk down.
I was
going
to ask you, where'd you eat? Okay,
man,
this is where you. Okay, yeah.
You walk across the street.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Bonanza, mm-hmm. which is like the world's largest gift shop.
Yeah,
ever.
It is. It's huge.
Okay. So what I did is before Jody got there, we hadn't decided on a name yet
okay.
of what we were going to name our first daughter. So Bonanza has like anything and everything. They're the world's largest gift shop. It's massive.
Yes.
And it's on the corner right there at Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. So I went in there and one of my favorite names to pick out, we talked about this just because of my Southern roots being from Jacksonville, Florida. I wanted to name my daughter Savannah. Just
nice.
Like Savannah, Georgia, right?
Yes.
Same spelling.
Yep.
And my wife's middle name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, so we're going to name her Savannah Lynn. She's also going to have SLS as
initials.
Her initials. So I go over before Jody gets down there. I go over after this event and I buy every stinking thing that I can find with the name Savannah on it.
Oh,
I'm talking about
great.
Like mini license plates. We still even have these little like lion toothbrush holders that have Savannah's name on it.
Nice.
All this stuff and all this candy. And so I take it and I lay it all out on the bed.
Yeah.
And when Jody gets there, she comes up to the room and that's the first thing that she sees.
So you went to the hotel and checked in early.
Oh, yeah.
Got the room all
well,
set up.
I was
up.
Already down there for
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
event.
Exactly. Oh, this is great.
So she
gets there.
She gets there and sees all that stuff and she's like, oh my gosh, dude, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I did. Let's go to dinner. Come on, girl. And so we go to the oldest steakhouse in all of Las Vegas.
It
I think
is good.
Literally since like 1958.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
If you guys haven't been, it's called the Golden Steer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable.
It is. Make your reservations early.
Dude, they have these jumbo lobsters there.
Yeah.
It's like a Western Australia lobster.
They're huge.
Tail, and they're freaking like 3 pounds or
yeah.
something crazy. They're
yeah.
$75 each.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. You add that on to your steak.
Exactly.
And you're just going to ball out.
Exactly.
Like, and just look, they are one of the people that do the tableside Caesar salad.
Yes.
Where they're mixing the egg yolk and they're doing the anchovies and they're making your Caesar salad dressing and your full Caesar salad right there tableside.
Correct.
It's unreal. You can't get that many other places.
Not and nowadays.
So,
no.
Not nowadays. Yeah. So the Golden Steer is where we went to eat. We had a huge steak and potato dinner.
Nice.
All the accoutrements and sides and everything you could ever imagine. Went back, you know, had fun a little bit in the casino, but ultimately just passed out because we were so full.
I bet.
Wake up the next morning.
Okay.
We have another steak dinner, this time at Jody's sister's house. Well, my firstborn daughter wasn't due for another month.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, which is my birthday, March 12th.
Got it.
This was February 11th.
Okay.
February 11th, Jody's birthday.
Got it.
All right. The very next day, we go eat another steak dinner. I think it was the steak and mushrooms that did it. Her water breaks. She has the baby that night before midnight, literally at 11:59 p.m.
What?
On February 12th, my firstborn daughter, Savannah Lynn Spaulding, was born. And it was just fate. It was destiny.
Oh,
it was the
God.
Most amazing feeling ever. And that's the reason why Savannah has her name. And it all ties back to the SLS or the Sahara Las Vegas
right there
at the north end of the strip.
And I had no clue your daughter was born at 11:59 p.m. I mean, it was literally up to the minute.
So we got there.
Yep.
We got there.
Correct.
And it was like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Sure.
The doctor was there and he was like, yo, see you tomorrow morning.
No way.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Jody went from like a 1 to a 10. Talking about like the dilation or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
1 to a 10.
We're not
like
talking about what the male anatomy goes through.
She went 0 to 60 in like 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And so.
That's crazy.
Obviously goes into labor, does her whole thing, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they had to call the doctor back. The doctor got there. At like 9:45.
Oh, wow.
She delivered like 14 minutes later.
And so your daughter knew, I'm being born on the 11th. I don't want the 12th.
Or, no, the 12th. She
the
12th, was the 12th.
Sorry, the 12th. The 12th.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
But
yeah,
not the 13th.
Not the 13th. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, my God. That
yeah.
is crazy, man.
So I was like, no, 13 is an unlucky number.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you're probably thinking in your head, please don't be the 13th. Please don't be the 13th. So either the 12th or the 14th. 12th
Dude,
or 14th.
Seconds to spare.
Wow.
Yep.
That's unreal.
And that's my firstborn daughter. She's almost 4. She's 4 now, February of next year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Dude, what about your family? I know you got a story too, don't you?
I do, actually. A very similar story. Speaking about my first daughter first being born, she was born a month early. So it was, she was supposed to be due in like mid to late July of 2013. She ended up showing up at the end of June of 2013, and I didn't have my bag packed. I didn't have anything ready, and my wife's water broke at like 4 a.m. So I had a late night that night. Like she, you know, it was like a Friday night, and this was into a Saturday morning. And you know, she went to bed early, and I wanted to stay up and game. So I'm playing video games. I'm drinking beers. I'm like, it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, oh, I better get to bed, you know. And so I'm gaming, and she wakes me up, and I'm still a little like, you know, whoa, I'm spinning a little bit. I'm a little buzzed here still. And she's like, oh, my water broke. I'm like, huh? And you know, in the movies, when you see people run around like with their heads chopped off, and they're like grabbing underwear and socks, and they don't.
Yes,
that was me.
Yes,
I never thought I'd be that guy, but that was me that morning. And I literally left. We left the house with like whatever she needed that she told me to grab, and then I left with basically like a bag with a pair of socks and a t-shirt. That's it. That's all I grabbed. My boxers were thrown throughout the house. My other shorts, my pants. It was nuts.
Dude, same. I was running up and down the stairs. Trying to get like everything that we needed, you know, for the hospital stay and whatever, dude.
Yeah.
And so like that in combination with the fact that, oh my God, this baby's coming a month early. Is my wife okay? Is the baby okay?
Sure.
Like
all that
is rushing through your mind. Dude, I was like full on, like straight up panic attack, mom. Man.
Yep.
Yes.
Same here.
Dude, I like couldn't breathe. I was like gonna have like hyperventilate.
We're in the car and I'm like shaking. I was holding the steering wheel with two hands and I'm shaking.
Oh, it was the scariest moment ever.
Right. Okay, at least we can both relate there then, man.
Yeah, for sure. But then, you know, a couple days later, you know, we got her out, we brought her home and literally left the hospital and both of us just bawled.
Sure.
Bawled
crying. Have that moment.
Yeah.
Was she
unbelievable?
Was your daughter in the NICU? Because she was a little early?
Because ours of jaundice. Too. Jaundice.
Okay. Yeah, ours,
so she had to do the...
She wouldn't take to the bottle, so they had to do the feeding tube through the nose, which we hated to see.
Yeah, that's hard.
But it's hardcore. But they had to get food in her, and she wasn't taking the bottle yet because she was, you know, a month early. So,
man.
Oh, what happens. But back to the Sahara. There's a dad moment for all you dads out there that can relate to this, because this is real talk right here.
Dude, yeah, we had to share that just because it directly related to the day that my daughter was born.
Yes.
You know, so anyways, but back to the Sahara.
Yep.
So they've got some cool, listen, man,
yeah.
if you've heard of Jose Andres.
Yes.
That's like one of the top chefs that is out there in the world right now. He's got a restaurant at the Sahara called Bazaar Meats.
Correct.
Okay. B-A-Z-A-A-R, Bazaar Meats. Get ready. Because like don't even go in there if you like ruined your appetite on snacks earlier. Like you need to like, it's kind of like on Thanksgiving, I fast for like,
I do too,
for like 18 straight hours because I want to just dominate Thanksgiving.
Same here.
Okay. Treat Bazaar Meats
and take it slow.
Like you're going in there to dominate.
Nice.
Because it's going to be it's unreal, bro. And you'll spend money.
Sure.
But you.
But the experience alone.
Hard pressed to find. I mean, it's so good. Go to Bazaar Meats.
Sounds good right now.
The name says it all, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow.
Yeah.
The Sahara also has two pools to offer, which is kind of cool because, you know, most of the hotels on the strip have multiple pools. But they've got two different pools, Alexandria Pool and Retro Pool. It says they're adult pools, and I don't know this for sure because we're kind of getting out of pool season now. It says adult, but it doesn't say topless, and it doesn't say 21 plus. So I don't know if children are allowed at this pool or not.
I know for a fact that I've never seen kids at that
either.
Pool. So the retro pool is the one that you can actually access from the casino floor level.
Correct.
You'll easily see it. There's like a Club 52 desk, and that's where you get like your players' cards and
correct.
Things like that. And then literally the door is right outside of that,
mm-hmm.
Right next to that. Go out to retro pool. It is it's a great pool scene.
It is.
Literally, they do at least the time that I was there was like a day club style of
correct.
A pool scene. So
yes.
There's like DJ, you know, club music.
Lots of cabanas. The cabanas are lined up all the way around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a huge pool, but it's more of an intimate pool because it actually looks like an intimate day club is how I would describe
it. Yeah, because it's not as big. The area isn't as big as maybe some other properties on the strip, but it's great because there's constantly, you know, waitresses walking around, taking orders, bringing drinks out to the pool. The bar, even if you don't want to deal with a waitress, the bar is just right there. So you can like walk, you know, 3 feet out from the pool and there's, you know, talk to a bartender, whatever, and get your drinks. But yeah, we've had some good times at that pool before.
Yeah. It's a cool spot. And then Alexandria Pool is more of their main pool, I guess we could call it, right?
Yeah,
That's the one that's raised up a little bit.
So that's the one that's on top of the conference center with the huge propane tank underneath it.
Got it. So remember that propane tank
yeah.
used to be down below.
Alexandria.
Awesome.
So in addition to Jose Andres, I mean, that's not the only restaurant there. It is definitely, I would say, by far the best, the most upscale,
sure.
Like the most expensive. That's the nicest one they have for okay. sure. But listen, they've also got, I mean, there's a bistro, there's Bella Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a ton of great options as far as food is concerned. There's also like a Chinese kitchen. What's it called? Northside Cafe.
Correct. Yes.
So Northside Cafe and Chinese kitchen has like, dude, dope food, you know, and you go in there and it's quick.
Yeah.
You go in there. It's quick. You can like literally just walk up, boom, get this, go out or stay there and eat whatever you want to do.
And
but
on that quick note, and I have heard multiple people tell me about it, the Uno Mas Street Tacos. Another great bet there.
Man.
People actually stay on the other end of the strip and will make their way to have street tacos at the Sahara because I hear these are one of the best street tacos on all of Las Vegas Boulevard. And, dude, it's quick. Literally, you go in there, grab some street tacos, grab a beer, boom.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't habla Espanol, uno más means one more.
Yes.
I'll take one more.
One more.
Because you can always have one more taco.
Exactly, man. You can never go wrong with tacos. I mean, literally, a taco, a margarita, or a cerveza, or whatever you're having. It could just be a nice tea, but it doesn't matter. But you can't really go wrong with a taco. And this spot looks phenomenal.
Yeah, no doubt. So there's also, like, they have their sports bar. They have their sports book.
Correct.
It's a William Hill sports book.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also in there is like a restaurant. I think they just call it Beers and Bets.
Yes, Beers and Bets.
And, dude, they've got great food.
Yeah.
They've got awesome bar food and like upscale bar food. You know?
Correct.
Awesome, like massive burgers and wings and sweet potato fries and just, you know, great options there.
Great options.
And then right outside of that, on the strip, so facing the strip, right outside of the sports book, is a beer garden.
Exactly. I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah, man. So you can, like, when the weather's nice outside, man, go out to that beer garden. Even if it's summertime, they'll still have the misters or whatever. But the beer garden's money, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially in like in the non-peak heat season. So like anywhere from like basically January through April and then October through end of the year. You know, I mean, prime.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so right next to where that sports book is that I'm talking about and that restaurant there and the beer garden is like it's kind of like a private like luxury lounge. You and I have done an event
yes,
in there.
I love that spot.
I've done several events in there. There's
yep.
a stage, there's a screen, there's a bar, there's, you know, booth seating and all kind of stuff like that. But that place is called Club 101.
Yes.
And so a lot of times, I mean, we've been in there because corporate groups have rented it out.
Correct.
And so we go in or DJ and MC and
sure.
whatever they're doing. A lot of it's like banquet or award ceremony or something like that. We've done several things there. But that's also a really cool space.
It is.
So if you're staying at if you're staying at the Sahara, no longer the SLS, look at Club 101. Even if you get a chance just to like go in there and take a peek, it's worth seeing.
I agree.
But listen, the SLS or the Sahara is, you know, it does have a lot to offer, but some may think like, oh, it's more on the boutique-y side, right?
Sure.
So that means a little bit smaller, more compact. But the good news is that, listen, the Sahara is the final stop on the monorail of the Las Vegas monorail. So you can head right out, get yourself a monorail ticket, and then you can take the monorail all the way back down south, like 3 or 4 miles back down south to the MGM Grand.
Correct.
So that's like the furthest south that you can go, and the Sahara is the furthest north that you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're staying at the convention center, the Sahara is one monorail stop away from the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Which is great.
Yeah, which is cool.
Very convenient.
Yeah, so people need to realize and know that because that's easy. It's way better than an Uber, quicker than an Uber. And you know what you can do is you can just go on to adventure-vegas.com. And we have a monorail deal where you can get your monorail passes. Even if it's just one day, one ride, you can get them for 20% off.
Score.
20% discount on the monorail passes. All you need to do is just book them right there. It'll give you like a scan QR code on your phone. You just walk up to the monorail kiosk, beep, beep, you're on.
Wow, that easy.
Yep.
Adventure-Vegas.com.
Love it.
Love it, man. 20%. I mean, we're saving you guys money.
It's a dope. It's a dope deal.
It is. Heck yeah.
Insider tips.
That's all we do here. entertainment is what all I have left. So the Sahara has comedian Eddie Griffin.
Yeah, he's funny.
Do you remember Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo?
Yeah, exactly.
He's the pimp in that movie. That movie kind of put him on the map. But he's always done he's done stand up for a ton of years. And so he's got his own show on the Strip. It's at the Sahara. And then for all the ladies out there, I know Spalding's probably a little excited on this one, is the future home of Magic Mike Live. I'm kidding. I kid.
Yo, man, that's because I'm the star of that show.
Exactly. So it is showing here, future home of Magic Mike Live, spring of 2021. Everything's been signed and sealed and everything like that, but they're not quite live yet. So definitely to check out, you know, spring of 2021.
So it's been signed and sealed, just not delivered.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But we're waiting on it to be delivered.
Well, and we got to get you, we got to get your choreography down for that opening act.
Yeah, I got to learn. Kickball change.
Exactly.
Okay. So Magic Mike Live, if you guys want to get tickets to that show, all you need to do is go to Indigo Entertainment. So Indigo show tickets will have all of your Magic Mike Live tickets and many, many other shows. So Indigo is where you need to go. All right, look it up, Indigo Entertainment, and they will have all of your tickets for Magic Mike and many other shows, to be honest.
Do you happen to know the spelling? I'm just saying people might spell it.
Oh, so listen close. I-N-D-I-G-O, Indigo.
Got it.
Yeah, baby. It's just I-N-D-I-G-O, and if you want to just search it online for all your ticket options, you can just go to indigotickets.com.
Perfect.
Yeah, so indigotickets.com has all these shows, so including Magic Mike Live.
Okay.
They've got After Dark with Ian Bagg. They've got Mariah Carey, Gwen Stefani, Paula Abdul, Shania Twain, Christina Aguilera, Absinthe,
nice.
Opium, Matt Franco, Chris Angel, Mind Freak, The Tenors of Rock, Legends in Concert, Atomic Saloon. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Wow.
Indigo tickets will freaking, they're awesome,
yeah.
By the way. Their whole entire team is amazing. So shout out to everybody at Indigo Tickets. But you can get tickets for Bodies, Titanic. You know, there's so many other options there. But Indigo Tickets is the purveyor of all of those shows, including Magic Mike Live. So
I love it.
Yeah, once again, indigotickets.com.
Perfect. All right, so I think it's time to probably make our way basically off of Sahara just a little bit. We're going to get off the Strip just for a second, but it's only by about a block. And don't you think we should head over to the Westgate next?
Yeah, we're going to head to Westgate, man. That's going to be amazing because my personal history there is, you know, that's I got married right behind the Westgate at the Las Vegas Country Club. And so we had all of our people and friends and family from out of town. We all stayed at the Westgate.
Nice.
So that was just a ton of fun, a blast. Obviously, the history with Elvis.
Yep.
At the Westgate is incredible. Then it was the
Las Vegas Hilton.
Well, yep. It was the Las Vegas Hilton, but back in the Elvis days, it was the International, which is now.
Thank you.
So that is kind of where Elvis had his just residency. I mean,
correct.
Every single sold out show that he did there. I think it's still like a world record of how many sold out shows he did. But we'll tell you all about that in the next episode when we go visit the Westgate.
Sounds good, man. I can't wait.
All right, guys, from Showkiller Studios, once again, we appreciate you listening. Have fun. We'll see you next time in Las Vegas, coming at you from the Westgate. It's Davey. It's Don. Adventure Vegas Insider is out.
We out.
This has been another episode of Adventure Vegas Insider. Be sure to check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, online at AdventureVegasInsider.com.